There are hundreds of nonprofit organizations right here in Washtenaw County doing good for our community every single day. So we endeavor to shine the spotlight on those great groups, helping them tell their stories and saluting the good deeds they do for others. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is the soul of our community. This is Community Cares.
At A&H Lawn Service, their motto is love where you live, a way of doing business and also being involved in the community. Tim Austin, Brandon Hertel, and the staff at A&H are proud to support local charities like Celine Social Services, the Chad Tuff Foundation, Celine's Holiday Parade, and also beautifying downtown Celine, planting and caring for flower boxes along Michigan Avenue. Visit ahlawncare.com and the Love Where You Live page and see how you can get involved.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Academic Games is a series of games designed to stimulate and test student knowledge in a variety of subjects. Students develop proficiency and confidence by competing in games of math, English, social studies, and logic. You might find an Academic Games club in your local school, but not every school is fortunate to have one. Now a group of students has formed Camp AG, the goal to expose more students than ever to academic games. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Community Cares, where we explore our nonprofit community and the many resources available through these amazing organizations. Joining me is Izzy Choi. She is an incoming junior at Ann Arbor Huron High School. You have an academic games club at your school. What is it like?
Yeah, so our academic games club is actually a combination of all the Ann Arbor high schools. So any students from Pioneer, Skyline, and Huron kind of come together Monday and Friday evening, 7 to 9. I think the community is very fun and almost chill. I think a lot of times students kind of go into some club that's called Academic Games expecting to be super stressed and almost always being placed under these rigorous expectations, right? It's a club all about learning and academics on top of going to school, right, as a normal student. But our coach, Nicholas Wang, is so kind and he makes sure that if you want to learn, there's always a place for you. But if you also want to hang out, play Brawl Stars, there's also a spot.
It sounds like Academic Games makes learning fun.
Yes, that's right. That's kind of our goal, I guess. These common topics, right? Math, English, history. There are many different ways to approach it, and we try to kind of make that more accessible.
So what are those games like? Can you give us an idea of the gaming part of it?
Yeah. So our math and English games, they're kind of set in a cube game sort of way, I guess. There's a board and then there are cubes. And each player kind of takes turns flipping the timer, kind of challenging on each other. And
how quickly you can answer?
That's also part of the game, right? Whoever can find a solution quickest or who can find like a sneaky way to trick the opponent, right?
Yeah.
But there are also other games like our history games where they're kind of like a trivia game. So we have our reader at the front of the room who explains like a clue or a fact about a president or reads off a propaganda technique. And everyone in the room has to kind of guess on what president or what propaganda technique that is, and whoever can get it the fastest with the most confidence, right, that's the winner.
Do you get points then, or does it accrue, or it's just the winner for that aspect, that one time?
So usually we have rounds, so there's different like sections which propaganda techniques and presidents are split up into. So you can get a really good score for each section, but the final like winner is the cumulative points of all four propaganda sections or all two, three presidents sections.
Is there a lot of camaraderie going on? You know, kids all together in a club atmosphere, yet you're doing, it is rigorous, academic,
yes.
You know, it's interesting. It's like trivia almost too, mm-hmm. which a lot of people love to play throughout their life and to see what they know, what they don't know. But is there a lot of talking, and do you get to know these kids from the other schools too?
Yes. I forgot to mention one of the most important things about academic games actually is you're working in these groups of five as a team.
Okay.
So even though you compete and you want to do well individually, of course, you can only really win and get the state champion, national champion, whatever, with your team. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're doing this on the local level, but then you have an opportunity to show your stuff mm-hmm. at the state level.
Yes.
And what is that like?
I think the higher you go, the more fun it honestly is, because it's surprisingly social. Each game that you play typically consists of three people, and you're always playing with someone who's not on your team. So you get to meet people from, we have branches in Florida, Louisiana, where else? Palm Beach is in Florida, but we have lots of people that we get to meet. It's pretty
wow.
fun. Yeah.
So this has been going on in the schools here locally, but not every school has an academic games club to be a part of. How did Camp AG come about, and when did this happen?
Academic games is just a very big part of Ann Arbor and Michigan. It's one of like the first cities to play. So I think that helped a lot in getting it started here, even though there are a few schools like South Arbor who don't have like an academic games team.
Mm-hmm.
What was the second part?
And so the actual club itself, the Camp AG, where mm-hmm. you have this goal now, your nonprofit organization that you've set up, and you've got it set up very businesslike with a CEO and all these wonderful positions. You're the chief marketing
yes.
person there. So to set this up, whose idea was it? And let's talk a little bit about what you do to help bring the world of academic games to other students who otherwise wouldn't know about it.
So this idea was started by Jessica Wu. She's graduated senior this spring, and her along with Jennifer Tang and Jan Lee, also graduating seniors, they really, really are very committed to this AG. Like Jessica started a new branch at A2 STEAM, and Jan and Jennifer both lead their own elementary groups at King Elementary and Logan. And I think that real like commitment to AG is helping them help them like start this idea of, hey, I want to bring this to other elementary schools and stuff.
All right. So what does Camp AG do? You've actually got camps that are free for people to attend.
Mm-hmm. So we have this schedule laid out where high school volunteers split up into groups, and we make the curriculum like brick by brick, I guess, from scratch. For each of these games, we have a math game, a language game, and then two reading games. So we build curriculum using Jeopardy or Capture the Flag type of things or relay races to try to not only make them just learn how to play the games, but also just, hey, have fun at camp, right? Yeah.
And this is for what grades?
Incoming third to incoming fifth graders. So
third through fifth grade. And how do they get involved? How do the families sign them up for this?
So we release a registration form in March every year, and then that closes in about like a month-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And we do try to get it to all the elementary schools by emailing John, and he kind of releases the flyers. But other than that, you can contact us at campag.team@gmail.com.
We'll have you repeat that in just a moment again as we continue our conversation with Izzy Choi. She is with Camp AG, this certified nonprofit. It will host its main branch at A2 STEAM on Barton Drive with sessions running July 27th through the 31st and August 3rd through the 7th. Camp goes all day, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's every day. And again, open to 3rd through 5th graders. Repeat that address again for people to get more information.
You can email us at campag.team@gmail.com, all lowercase.
All right. So when the kids come to camp, are you finding that there is a big learning curve to teach them these games? Or give us a sense of what you're seeing with young people today and their knowledge.
I feel like it's obviously very different teaching a third grader and teaching a fifth grader, but what we kind of use to help with that is assigning like one counselor per groups of three, and then also trying to group similar age groups by table. Obviously, each kid is going to be a little different, but having that individual support makes it a lot easier. Honestly, I think there's this also like a big stigma around Gen Alpha or young people that kind of everything that's going on in their head is going to be a little sillier or brain rotted. But in reality, if you talk to these kids, they are exposed to, sure, a lot of funny jokes and stuff, but they're also exposed to many smart things online, and they're a lot more aware than people think.
Give them credit for, right? Mm-hmm. Izzy, the games that you're doing, they sound like board games for the most part,
yes,
trivia type games. And most young people are immersed in, you mentioned online, but mm-hmm, into their phones and games on their phones or information. Everyone's looking at that these days in the technology. This doesn't use technology.
Yes.
That's a big contrast, isn't it?
I think it's honestly a refreshing change. The more you get into it, the more interesting it gets. You're kind of becoming a specialist at a young age, and being able to learn these skills off a screen and just pull out your list of, oh, I can name every single president. Like, I think that's pretty cool, and a lot of young people actually think that's cool too.
Is it okay if these young people, when they come to Camp AG, that maybe they don't have a broad knowledge of that information? They're going to learn pretty quickly, though, doing this, right?
Yes.
Is that the goal?
I'd say even though we implement like many breaks and recesses throughout the day, it is a pretty rigorous camp. 5 days a week, all day, we are going through a lot of curriculum. And it's designed so that everyone should be new to AG. So I'd say it's, yeah.
Camp AG can ignite your child's curiosity, and you can visit campacademicgames.org and get all the information and get registered online as well, campacademicgames.org. This is free. How are you able to fund this, Izzy?
So our CFO, Caleb Lee, is doing a really great job this year. When we first got started, a lot of it actually had to come out of pocket, and our previous CEO, COO, CMO, Jan, Jessica, Jennifer, they did a lot of that support. But to make back, we've done a lot of work doing car washes, which made a lot of money. We also did a kind of Giving Sunday program where we messaged past campers' parents and with like pictures and stories about their kids from what we remembered from that at camp. It was very personalized, and I think that helped a lot of parent donations come in. And then, of course, we also apply for like nonprofit grants and support and stuff. So
amazing. This is all founded by high school students here in Ann Arbor.
Yes.
That's remarkable.
I think it's definitely a lot, but I'm glad that we can do it because a lot of camps are very expensive, and I don't think that a fun summer opportunity should cost $100.
Izzy Choi, she's CMO with Camp AG. And again, the website for you to go to is campacademicgames.org. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and you're listening to Community Cares.
Suggest a nonprofit for Community Cares by emailing LUCYANNLANCE at cumulus.com.
At A&H Lawn Service, their motto is love where you live, a way of doing business and also being involved in the community. Tim Austin, Brandon Hertel, and the staff at A&H are proud to support local charities like Celine Social Services, the Chad Tuff Foundation, Celine's Holiday Parade, and also beautifying downtown Celine, planting and caring for flower boxes along Michigan Avenue. Visit ahlawncare.com and the Love Where You Live page and see how you can get involved.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood.
To get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Camp AG is a wonderful endeavor from these students at Ann Arbor who have decided they want to bring this wonderful experience that they have had with academic games to all students in the community. Talking with Izzy Choi, she's the CMO for Camp AG here on Community Cares today. Izzy, the actual academic games, I don't remember having one when I went to school in the 70s at Ann Arbor Huron High School. But maybe there was one just starting then. How far back does this go, this idea of academic games in the school district?
I believe that the Michigan League of Academic Games recently celebrated their 50th anniversary.
Oh, okay. So that would have just started back then.
Yeah,
okay.
Just when you left, I guess. You just missed it.
How did you know that you wanted to get involved with this when you were a young person?
I actually did not start academic games as early as some of my peers, and a lot of them can start like third grade even, which is pretty early in what we start at Camp AG. But when I moved here from Indiana, they do like a lot of marketing at the elementary school that I went to for this club, Academic Games, and I joined maybe a month or two into the school year, a little behind, and I just saw maybe 30 kids in this room at King Elementary, and they're all just playing this game, and there was so much to learn that it just became such a big part of my life. Yeah,
you wanted to know more.
Mm-hmm.
Camp AG aims to provide educational opportunities to families who might not otherwise have access to summer programming, and they're trying to expand their reach to serve more Michigan families in future summers. You've even started a chapter in Detroit?
Yes, that's correct.
Tell us about that.
So I wasn't directly working with the Detroit branch, but we did recently start it, I believe, that last summer, and we hope to grow to other places as well.
Academic games tournaments challenge students to use higher order thinking skills. So in the club aspect, you get together on a weekly basis. You said on Mondays and Fridays.
Yes.
Locally, you do with the three high schools here in Ann Arbor. And you're doing this after school. You're doing this into the evening hours, right? 7
yes.
to 9 p.m. on a Monday and a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a time commitment that you have put in to do this. What is the allure? What is the excitement about being part of this for you?
Honestly, I feel like it's kind of a lot like sports. Like, you're kind of dreading a late night Friday practice. But by the time you get out, you've learned so much, you've laughed so much, you've just had a kind of a great time, and you want to come back the next morning for a Saturday tournament, you know.
How well has your local group done then? Have you been able to rise up and go to tournaments elsewhere?
Yes. So Ann Arbor historically, and honestly the whole of Michigan, has done very, very well and made it to the national championships, gotten national titles before, and same with branches in North like areas in Northville. We have a group called MNCCS. There's just Michigan's done historically very well.
You are a junior at Ann Arbor Huron High School coming up here. What do you hope to do one day, and how do you think your experience with Academic Games has played into those plans?
I would like to get an individual sweepstakes title, which is kind of like your cumulative from all your different games, whoever is averaging the top score. And I would also like to get a team sweepstakes title, since these are going to be my last 2 years playing Academic Games. And I don't know, the environment just makes me more excited to learn, even though it's been a lot more self-motivated. And I think learning to work and study just for yourself and for your team rather than for a grade is really motivating.
And what do you hope to do one day when you graduate high school?
I guess just meet more people and keep learning wherever I go. You know, having that love for curiosity fostered from Academic Games, I think will just take me wherever.
Is there a college Academic Games also, similar to what happens in high schools and elementary schools, middle schools?
Unfortunately, there is not a college like competitive level, but there are so many ways that alumni can get involved, and they can be readers for our reading and history games, or they can be judges, they can be coaches. There's a lot more ways that college and above can.
They can still help out with the local clubs then, too. Mm-hmm. Wow. The club itself, when you are meeting and doing the games and all of that, is there anything else going on during this event? Is there food? What can people expect when they are part of Academic Games?
Well, during the practices, it's pretty much just you, the games, your friends, your coach. Mm-hmm. But I remember during Saturday tournaments, we always try to bring some snacks. During states, we definitely have more, I guess, surprises and things for the players to get through the tournament. And then the national level, I think, is the best because you get so many opportunities. You get to go visit the things of the city. You get to go to amusement parks. You get to go to restaurants. There's a lot to expect the more you put into it.
Academic Games tournaments challenge these students to use higher order thinking skills in the subject of language arts, English, history, mathematics, and it really tests your knowledge and those brain cells. So when Camp AG was formed, in order to bring this to other students who otherwise weren't exposed to it, your goal was to do that. But then after camp, what do they do if they don't have a club? Is this part of your mission to get clubs started in their actual schools as well?
So at the end of camp, we release some more information if the child would like to continue Academic Games during the school year. We have expanded branches, like I mentioned, at King, Logan, STEAM. And Logan and Thurston are kind of combined, similarly to the Ann Arbor high schools. So if none of those locations tend to work, we haven't had that issue yet, but the parents could reach out and then we would be happy to help start a local branch at any other elementary.
So you're hoping that this spurs them to do so, and they have your resources in order to do it.
Yes, yes.
Camp AG was set up as a nonprofit organization, a bona fide nonprofit. A lot of work went into this. Were there adults who were helping you along the way? You mentioned your coach, et cetera. But did parents help you with this? How did the students formulate a nonprofit?
Honestly, it was incredibly student motivated. So our CEO, Jessica, she did all the registration for it. And we got a lot of coach support for the resources and like curriculum making and, oh, how do high schoolers coach little kids? Like, how are we supposed to be good teachers? But in terms of the actual, hey, this is a nonprofit, hey, we need a venue, like that was all student run.
I am just flabbergasted by that. I think back when I was a student, I was doing great things, but nothing like this. What is it that spurs you young people on to give back in such a profound way to other young people?
I honestly think that if we don't do it, it's kind of the mentality, if we don't do it, then who will, right? We need to just help out each other. And by setting up this foundation for future, like, generations, we're just making the world a better place in whatever way we can. And with everything else that's going on in the world, I think it's not, honestly, no surprise that we want to do more.
That's a beautiful statement. Our listeners can access a free full-day, week-long camp for incoming 3rd through 5th graders through this remarkable program, Camp AG. They want to make sure that any and every kid can attend and enjoy camp, this academic camp, without having to worry about what background they come from. They promote equality in education, and that includes the fact that this is a free opportunity. You do 2 different camps during the summer. Do you expect to maybe one day in the future expand that to even more?
I think it's definitely possible, depending on our counselor availability and if our high school branch continues to grow. But I think in terms of camp length, our best bet might be trying to get branches started in Northville rather than just having 3 weeks of an Ann Arbor camp.
And to really expand it, you're thinking beyond the borders of Washtenaw County.
Yes.
That's great. Izzy Choi is with us from Camp AG. You utilize volunteers as well. And on your website, which is campacademicgames.org, if someone is looking to help out, they can fill out a form. What kind of help do you need?
So we need help creating the curriculum each year, and we also get some help from our board. Obviously, fundraising is a big thing, and then marketing is also a big thing. And then, of course, at the actual week of camp, we need all hands on deck to make sure each kid is engaged, each kid receives the support they need, and each kid is safe.
Do you find that these young people, 3rd through 5th graders, they can be engaged all day long like that?
I think yes, and their definition of engaged might be a little different than like our typical, but even though they're laughing, even though they're maybe joking with their friends, we can tell that they're still learning and still engaged.
What response do you get from educators in the Ann Arbor community who realize the work you young people are doing, you high schoolers?
I think the support from adults, like when they realize, is just outstanding. So we've had past coaches, like I mentioned, our high school coach, Nicholas Wang, the middle school coach at Clegg, Eric Nelson, Tiara Jackson, she helps at Logan. They're all just helping with the training portion for our counselors. So like I mentioned before, oh, how do we help these kids? How do we make sure we're teaching them well? But also, hey, if there's a troubled parent or a troubled kid, can we receive more like professional adult authoritative help?
I think this is a fantastic program. I love that you're giving back in such a great way for our community and for young people and setting them on a great path to love learning. I think that is one of the best aspects about this, because when it starts young, they're going to do well when they get to high school and college. They're going to want to continue that path.
I completely agree, yeah.
Yes, and I think you young people are phenomenal. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Really wonderful. Great organization. I hope you check it out at campacademicgames.org. And our conversation with Lizzie Choi, who is CMO with Camp AG. Go online to campacademicgames.org and get more details on how your children can get involved with this great organization. The series of games designed to stimulate and test student knowledge in a variety of subjects. I'm Lucianne Lance, and this is Community Cares.
Community Cares is brought to you in part by A&H Lawn Service of Saline, who says, love where you live. Find out more at anhlawncare.com.
My life was challenging from the beginning.
Daisy spent most of her life in and out of foster care.
It's always in the back of your mind. When am I going to have to move again?
Daisy finally has the safe, permanent home she deserves, thanks to the work of the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, which is committed to finding forever families for the longest waiting children in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Community Cares, endeavoring to make a difference in our community by supporting nonprofit organizations that make Washtenaw County a great place to live. I'm Lucy Ann Lance.